It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning in studio, I have Mr. John Thomas from Creekview Elementary. He's the principal over there, and he's only got a few days left. We're going to talk a little bit about that, some of the upcoming events that are going on, and some of the gains that they've made at Creekview this year. Mr. Thomas, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Now, let's talk about what's been going on over at Creekview this year. I know that reading has been a big thing district-wide this year, and we wanted to speak a little bit to what's been going on with your guys' reading efforts over there.
Well, one of the things the district's had us do in the elementary is find out the students' reading level. That's something that really hasn't been done before, but it's made a great emphasis on that we put on that, and it's the kids have made phenomenal gains in their reading levels, and some of them were quite a few years behind, and just focusing and getting them on their levels, now they've caught up and even exceeded this year. So it's been amazing how that's worked out.
And it seems like every time we have a principal or somebody from one of the schools come in, they stress about the fact of how great it's going to be with having these kids on their reading level when they move on, because mm-hmm. then you don't have to take that step back that always seems to have to happen to get kids to their reading level. So this is a great thing for the entire district, really.
Yeah, and it's not just moving on to the middle school and to the high school, but even each grade in the elementary school, the teachers are going to not have to go back and reteach that stuff, because the kids are going to be up where they need to.
And that's, like I said, that is a great thing for everybody, really.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys in the middle of testing right now?
Yes, and they're taking the RISE test, which is replaced by the SAGE test. It used to be the SAGE test, but it seems like those two are, they're having a lot of glitches in the testing itself, but it seems like the levels will be pretty consistent as they move from the SAGE into the RISE.
Yes, I'd read something about some glitches with the RISE tests somewhere that they were having problems. But it seems to be that the SAGE and the RISE are pretty cohesive as far as the same levels and things like that. So they're not really having any problems with them at all.
Yeah, so in that case, when they see the results, they'll be pretty consistent.
Very good, very good. Now, we've got reading out of the way, and we've got the testing out of the way. Now we need to talk about some fun stuff. Because the end of the year is next week, really.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure everybody at that school knows it. So what are some of the things, the fun stuff that you guys have planned going on next year?
Well, a lot of the grades are going on to the park and doing different things like that. But we've got the PTAS field day planned, and that's going to be actually the end of this week, because this next week is really a short one. So field days this week, and we are also... One of the things we've done for the last couple of years is raise trout from eggs, and so we're going to release the trout on Monday up at the fairgrounds in the pond up there. And so that's an exciting thing for the kids. And then we also have a talent show that the students are going to be in, so that's exciting as well.
And they always have good times at the end of the year, because, you got to let off some steam.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I'm sure that they know what's coming next week already.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
It's kind of hard to buckle them down a little bit.
Pretty much the whole month of May is that way.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. So we've got that. Now let's talk a little bit about you. We talked at the beginning. This is it for you. This is your last few days.
Yep.
You said 9 years at Creekview and 33 years in teaching altogether in education. So let's talk a little bit about that. And what are you looking forward to? Have you got any plans? Those kinds of things?
Well, yeah, I've got a lot of plans. But I've spent 24 years in Tooele County teaching. That's where my wife and I are from originally. And then when the position came open here at Creekview, I got the job and we moved down here. And I've loved it. Working with the school district's been great. I've loved working with Carbon School District. The teachers and staff at Creekview are just amazing. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. The students are great, and the PTA's wonderful. They plan so many activities and fundraisers and things for the kids, and it's all about the students. But also, we're going to, once I retire, my wife and I are going to move back to Twilla County because that's where we're from. That's where our family is, and looking forward to that. But I've really enjoyed all the time that I've been in education, so it's been great.
Well, I will say this from, you know, everybody that's had anything to do with Creekview, thank you for your service. Appreciate you. Teaching and education is not an easy profession.
Yeah.
And you know what? Thank you for everything that you've done.
Oh, yeah. And one of the greatest things that I think we've done at Creekview is we became a state-designated STEM school. And Mrs. Luddington, Lee Luddington, who used to teach there, was our STEM coordinator. She plans those activities and helps us out. But that's been an amazing thing because the kids are really engaged and it keeps them motivated. And it's been a fabulous thing. So.
Well, once again, thank you for your time, and you know what? Go and enjoy yourself now, right?
Well, thanks.
And take care of yourself, and good luck on the move back to Twilla County. We're going to miss you.
Yeah, I'll miss it too.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.